This is WUWM. I'm race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell. The coronavirus continues to highlight disparities in health outcomes among marginalized groups. In this time of social distancing, telehealth or online video appointments have kept many people connected with doctors and therapists. But St. A discovered that many of its Black clients didn't have the technology for those appointments, creating another barrier to health services. St. A is an organization that addresses the impact of trauma. The coronavirus shut down in-person care at St. A, so staff prepared to move services online, offering telehealth services to clients. Services such as therapy, crisis stabilization, and parental coaching. But CEO Anne Leinfelder-Grove says along the way, St. A became aware of a digital divide.
We saw that of the 5,000 folks in our care, the folks that had limitations with technology, by and large, were Black and brown people and kids and adults who didn't have the tools to engage with us.
U.S. Census data showed that about 27% of people in Milwaukee do not have internet in their households. 12% of Black people in the city don't have computers at home, and about 10% have computers but no internet.
The majority, I believe 60%+ of the people we serve in our mental health clinic are African American, and 65% of the people in our care are kids, little and up to age 17.
Leinfelder-Grove says the Oprah Winfrey Charitable Foundation presented St. A with a way to address that divide. One of the foundation's representatives reached out at the direction of Oprah, asking what St. A needed. Staff described the digital divide and eventually received a grant to provide tablets and internet service to 158 families that get services from St. A. Serena Gatlin, a senior at Morris Marshall High School, was one of the recipients.
I like the tablet. It's good.
Gatlin says she only had a cell phone to rely on and the tablet is easier to use. She says while she prefers her St. A team meetings in person, she likes being able to video chat with her coordinators. Amari Carrington, lead care coordinator, distributed tablets to Gatlin and several other families. She says she sees the impact the technology has had on families, including those who are using the tablets not just for video visits with St. A. Carrington says for one student, the device came right on time as the virtual school year was ending.
So now here it is, summer. When school ended, they were behind academically, and this device actually helped her with her having that Wi-Fi and device. She was able to download like academic apps, and they were actually able to excel and improve their reading and academics.
While the grant from the Oprah Winfrey Charitable Foundation benefited dozens of local families, the digital divide still exists for many others. Other organizations are also trying to bridge the digital divide. Dr. Julie Schuler is the president and CEO of 16th Street Community Health Centers in Milwaukee. She says one of its main goals is to create access to health care for those who don't have it.
It's our mission to make sure everybody has access to quality health care. And so that transforms our mission to making sure everybody has access to digital quality health care, if that's the way we're all going.
Schuler says the staff of 16th Street Community Health Centers had about 5 years of telehealth experience before the COVID-19 pandemic, with a small portion of mental health services being offered online. But since the coronavirus, Schuler says the vast majority of 16th Street services are offered via telehealth. For some people who have trouble accessing the technology, visits have been conducted by phone. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM. Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by the Doman Company Foundation.